They claim to have created more than 500,000 marriages, and now the folks at eHarmony plan to use their relationship magic, we might call it, in the job market. Joining us to talk about it, Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter with U.S. News and World Report. Hi there, Danielle. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I think this ought to be a walk in the park. I mean, compared with the touch and go of matching people romantically, finding jobs for folks may work just fine. What do they plan to do differently from other job search engines?
Right. Well, what a lot of job search engines, as a lot of us know, do is, for example, let's take Monster.com or Indeed.com. They compile a big, giant, long, endless list, really, of jobs that are out there. And any job searcher can go on and sort of glance through them and send out resumes to those. So really what it is that you as a job seeker send out a mess of resumes and the employers can just dig through them and decide who they want. Now, this is a matching service. What they plan to do is sort of is not to really let the companies search through, browse through people or let people browse through companies. Rather, it's you tell a bit about you and what you're looking for. The employer says what they're looking for. And then eHarmony, the way that they do for people who are dating, will send matches to the workers and to the employers.
It sounds like eHarmony's potential success here may lie in how good they are at getting everybody to be utterly honest. Because, I mean, well, just like the romance thing, I presume.
Absolutely, yes. And part of it, I spoke to their CEO this week, and he is explaining to me that part of the worry is trying to get employers to be honest about themselves. I mean, yes, they can get any number of people who want a job, but, I mean, part of it, for example, is to really be honest and be able to really aptly characterize your workplace culture. You know, are the bosses really strict? Is it more loose? You know, and it's right down to the details. Do you have a tight dress code, loose dress code? It's things like that. And being able to present themselves as palatable to all workers, because they do want to attract as many applicants as possible.
If they crack this, I mean, it could be really, really big, given the huge number of unemployed people out there. They haven't yet nailed down the fees, I take it?
No, they haven't. And you're right, that is another thing that would separate it from places like Monster.com, is that right now those are free for anybody to seek jobs on, and this would probably cost for people seeking jobs.
And bottom line, I mean, it sounds like in both fields, love and work, doesn't it come down to really knowing yourself really, really well so you can find the right fit, I guess?
Exactly, and also knowing the other person. The other thing that they do plan to do is not just match companies with people, but making sure that people are well matched with who might be their immediate supervisors, because as we all know, liking your job is not just about liking your duties and liking the company, but about liking the people who are telling you what to do every day.
Absolutely. I mean, here, you know, our boss is just wonderful. Did you hear that, boss?
Absolutely.
So, you know, easy to work for our folks here. Thanks so much. And good talking to you, Danielle. We'll have to see how this works.
Yes, you too.
Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter with U.S. News and World Report, eHarmony moving into the job matching phase.